You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our franchise channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Aaron Smith, founder, CEO, and master trainer of KX Pilates, founded in 2010. KX Pilates is a $8 million fitness franchise, with Queensland, Australia being its most recent location. Aaron, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, and it's really good to be part of this this podcast.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure is ours as well. So, Aaron, from what I understand, KX Group is built on and takes its name from a Japanese philosophy called the Kaizen Experience. Where did you first discover the KX philosophy?
The KX philosophy really started from the get-go of what I wanted to develop into a company. Being a fitness-based company, you know, you want to see outside of the box of not just providing a service of you know, high-performance Pilates, what we did, but really look outside of the box to, you know, going deeper into people's lives. Now, Kaizen is the Japanese word for change for the better or continuous improvement. So that really felt, we really felt that that was a fantastic philosophy to ingrain into our company culture, our clientele, to, you know, always be improving, always constantly pushing yourself and going beyond what you think you can do, to really strive for excellence in everyday life outside of, you know, just fitness as a whole.
And in just over 5 years, your business has experienced huge growth. How have you managed to scale the business so quickly?
So I founded The Style in London, and in London, I was a part of studios there for about 3 years, and I watched the growth from one studio go to 15, but that was through different companies. The owner of the business that I worked for didn't really want partners or anyone to come on board with her, so they pretty much went and started being competition. So I saw in London what not to do, because a trainer really gets to a certain point in their life where they want their own thing. And that's why I went down the franchising route. So for the first two, I opened my first studio in 2010, but from the get-go, I knew I was going to franchise it. So after I opened the second studio in 2011, I then sat down and really worked on the franchising model and did everything, you know, that needed to be done to get that live. And then I launched that out in 2012. So we had our first three franchises. That bought the company to nine studios by then. And then from that day, we've gone from there to pretty much, we're just about to hit 30 next month. And the only people I can say who own KX Studios are either trainers or clients. So the model's really, really worked. You've got people who already love the brand, love the workout, and they're already ingrained in the values as it is. So it's not like you're bringing external investors and business people in. Not to say that we, you know, we wouldn't consider that, but the people who have, we've found the best fit for buying a franchise have been those trainers and those clients.
Now, as a franchise, what do you look for in potential franchisees?
Yeah, sure. So we practice, one of our values in the company is equality, and we really put everyone equally at the same level. So anyone coming in, whether you own three studios, 10 studios, or just one, you are on an equal playing level, very similar to everyone in head office as well. We are all equal. So there's no hierarchy. So straight away, when someone comes to me, I look for a potential to be pretty much a business partner in this venture. You're invited into the KX family. You're treated with respect straight away. It doesn't matter how much money you've got behind you or where your values are, or where your drive is going. If, you know, you might want 10 studios, you might be happy just with one. So straight away, it's just whether or not I think I can work with them, whether they're going to be a fantastic fit. It all comes down to personality. I believe that we can teach you to run a business really, really well, We can teach your trainers to be fantastic trainers. What I can't do is teach you attitude and personality. So that's where it really starts from. The KX sort of philosophy is very personal. It's personalized group fitness. So as soon as the client walks in the door, their name is known. You know, the client, the owner, they know everything about, sorry, the trainer and the owner, we know everything about the client. So they feel like they're a part of something as well. So we look for people who we think can really give that KX experience to the client, to the trainers, to the business, and really do the KX company justice. Because the biggest flaw I've seen in other franchise models is the bigger they get, the more disconnected they get, the more out of company values they get, and so forth. So we do it a little bit differently. I probably could have doubled the amount of studios now if I just took in anyone. And yes, my bank balance would be bigger, but lucky for me, you know, finance and money isn't a huge driving factor. And it's really about the quality of building a fantastic company and enabling everyone across Australia and beyond to really experience the KX difference.
And congratulations on the success that you've seen today. We're joined by Aaron Smith, founder, CEO, and master trainer of KX Pilates. KX Pilates is a $8 million fitness franchise, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, innovation is one of the core business values of KX. How do you continue to innovate in the fitness industry?
Sure, and that's a great question, because a lot of people, they find what they're good at and they just stay there. And the fitness industry is evolving so much. I mean, you are finding all of those 24/7 gyms. We're very similar to America. We copy, but we're a few years later. So the 24/7 gyms have just come through Australia in the last 5 years. They've peaked. Now they're starting to all close down. Boutique fitness is massively on the rise. I think a latest study has shown in America, 33% of people with a gym membership also go to a boutique fitness studio, which is huge. So it's a really upcoming market. I spend a lot of my time during the year traveling. So I'm in America a lot, going to different studios, you know, in London as well. They're usually the first two places, your LA's, New York's, your London's, where new styles of fitness are emerging. So I travel to these destinations quite often just to find what's coming out, and also bringing a potential service back to Australia, but making it Australian, because there's huge culture boundaries, obviously, between all of those countries, and something that might work in America or London might not work in Australia. And that's a really important thing, because I've seen companies or companies open up, copy something from overseas, and it just hasn't worked because they haven't made it Australian, made it their own. And that's really where what we do in KX. So we've got a few other sub-brands along the line. So we've got a ballet bar brand, which mixes the Pilates, the ballet, the dance, and the ballet bar all together. We've also got a yoga brand as well, which we're trying a few different things, and also a cycle brand, not to mention international retreats over in Bali. So we've got a few different things we play around with. Our KX Pilates brand is our core. That is the one with huge growth in Australia at the moment. But we always need to be keeping on our toes and seeing what's coming next and what we're doing, because, you know, not that I feel Pilates is going anywhere. The functional fitness movement is huge, and people are now understanding what's better for their bodies instead of just pushing and pulling in the gym in the old days, and really moving your body in different positions and keeping it strong. So, yeah, that's how we innovate.
And after all the success that you have experienced to date, where do you go from here?
So we're on the east coast of Australia currently, and we're soon to open in the cities of Adelaide and Perth this year. So that will take us across basically all states of Australia. And then I'm also currently working with my advisors to push international. So I believe first stop will be Asia, just because it's nice and close to Australia. You've got a 500 million middle class growing in Asia at the moment, Southeast Asia specifically. And then who knows? We're just really waiting to see who comes to us to want to grow this company as well. I see America on the horizon. I see Europe and England on the horizon as well. So we'll just see where it takes us. I'm mainly focused in growing Australia right now and getting it right in Australia now. I wouldn't want to go to another country unless, you know, everything is is 100% down here. And I'm constantly building a team. We've got huge growth. We've doubled the company literally in the last 12 months. So with that has come challenges of resourcing and all that sort of jazz that are nice and fun for me to deal with. But it's a challenge. Every day is a challenge, and I look forward to whatever is coming in the future.
In conclusion, Aaron, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, look, I always talk about, in terms of when you're talking about entrepreneurs, is just finding your why and why you're doing it. The reason I started KX, I wanted to bring a fantastic experience that was beyond fitness to the people of Australia and beyond. So, and that to me is why I wake up every day, is why I come to work, and is why I'm so passionate. So, and it's going to be hard. You know, the days are tough sometimes, but you've got to push through. And if you've got a strong, solid why behind you, it makes, those tough days a lot easier.
And thanks for sharing that. And it certainly has been inspiring to see the success that you've experienced in such a short time. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about KX Pilates online and how they could be in touch.
Sure. So you can get in touch at kx.com.au or drop me an email, Aaron, Aaron, at kx.com.au.
Easy enough. Well, Aaron, once again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today from Australia right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot. It was great talking to you.
Likewise, certainly enjoyed the conversation. We've been speaking with Aaron Smith, founder, CEO, and master trainer of KX Pilates, founded in 2010. KX Pilates is an $8 million fitness franchise, with Queensland being its most recent location. And for more information, visit kxpilates.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.